In ancient times, when the land of Israel oscillated between chaos and calm, Deborah emerged as a light amidst the shadows. The post-Joshua era was a rudderless time, where the tribes of Israel wandered leaderless, often falling into the practices of surrounding peoples and forgetting their God. It was an era of judges, where leaders arose in times of need, guided by a divine hand to restore order. Deborah grew up under this turbulent sky in a small settlement in the hills of Ephraim. Despite the darkness that threatened to engulf her people, she shone with unwavering faith, forged in the stories of her ancestors and the majesty of her surroundings. While others lost themselves in the confusion of the times, Deborah remained steadfast, a spirit destined for great purposes, although still unknown to her. One day, while alone, something within Deborah awakened. It was as if the very air whispered to her, revealing a path marked by divine will. This moment not only defined her faith, but also marked her with a destiny, to be the voice and guide for a people wandering in the gloom. But before we continue our story, don't forget to subscribe and like this video. Your interactions are essential for bringing God's message to more homes. Now, let's continue. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. Judges 4:4-5. Her life took a turn when she married Lapidoth. This union not only brought her companionship and love, but also offered her a new environment where her calling could take root. Together, in the setting of their home, Deborah found a balance between her personal life and her growing role as a spiritual and moral leader. It was under the protective shade of a palm tree in a place that would soon be known as Deborah's Court, where she judged her people. There, amidst the whisper of leaves and the steady flow of people seeking counsel and justice, Deborah became more than a judge. She became the vibrant heart of her community, guiding it with firmness and love. Her influence extended beyond fair judgments. It touched the lives of all around her, inspiring a revival of faith and unity. In Deborah, the people of Israel found not just a leader, but also a mother whose wisdom and courage began to weave a new destiny for them. Through her connection with the divine and her undeniable love for her people, Deborah was forging a path of light in an era of shadows, setting the stage for the great challenges and triumphs that lay ahead. As Deborah strengthened her influence and leadership among the tribes of Israel, a shadow grew on the horizon, threatening the fragile peace of the region. Jabin, king of Canaan, had extended his dominion, with the city of Hazor as his stronghold. With a formidable army and the advantage of 900 iron chariots, his reign of oppression began to suffocate the hopes for freedom of the Israelite people. The shadow of Jabin not only darkened the land with military presence, but also smothered the spirit of the Israelites under the weight of tributes and constant humiliation. Life under the yoke of Jabin was a daily reminder of the absence of freedom. The fields that once bloomed under the Canaanite sun now withered under the greed of the oppressors. The cry of Israel rose like a lament for a liberation that seemed as distant as the stars in the night sky. Desperation was woven into the fabric of their daily lives, with each day bringing only the promise of more shadows. Amid this growing darkness, Deborah's call acquired new urgency. In the quiet of a night, a voice she had learned to recognize and love spoke once again to her heart. This time the message was clear. It was time to act, to lead Israel towards freedom. Her destiny was not just to be a spiritual guide and a judge, but also the catalyst for a great deliverance. And Barak said unto her, "If thou wilt go with me, then I will go, but if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go." Judges 4:8. Deborah's faith in the divine promise was unshakable, but Barak, facing the magnitude of the task, sought to ensure his victory with a condition: he would only advance if Deborah went with him. And she said, "I will surely go with thee. Notwithstanding, the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honour, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Judges 4:9. Then Deborah arose and went with Barak to Kadesh. The preparations for war were carried out in an atmosphere charged with tension and faith. The news of the summons spread like wildfire, fanning the flames of hope in the oppressed hearts of Israel. Each man who responded to the call brought not just the determination to fight, but also the faith in the promise of their deliverance. The union of Deborah and Barak, prophetess and warrior, became a powerful symbol of divine action through human obedience. On the eve of the battle, Deborah and Barak shared a moment of reflection. For Deborah, it was a confirmation of her faith and her role in the history of her people. For Barak, it was a crossroads between doubt and determination. The night before facing Sisera, the commander of Jabin, both leaders stood on the threshold of an event that would define not only their lives, but the future of Israel. The peace of the night offered a sharp contrast to the storm that approached, a storm that would test their faith, their valor, and their willingness to follow the course set by the divine. At dawn, Mount Tabor became the rallying point for a nascent army. Men from Naphtali and Zebulun, responding to Deborah and Barak's call, gathered with a mix of determination and hope. This was not an army in the traditional sense, but a gathering of ordinary men united by faith in a common cause and in the promise of their prophetess. As the sun rose, lighting up the vast plain of Jezreel, the stage for confrontation was set. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Up, for this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee?" Judges 4:14. Deborah, alongside Barak, shared the divinely inspired strategy that would be their guide. It was not a strategy of military cunning or brute force, but of faith, to advance against the enemy with the confidence that God would act at the decisive moment. In Deborah's heart was an unwavering certainty, a fire that not only illuminated her spirit, but also ignited the courage in the hearts of the men around her. With the first clash of weapons, the valley resounded with the roar of battle. The armies met with an impetus that only desperation and faith can conjure. Sisera's iron chariots, which had been Israel's bane for 20 years, advanced, creating a cloud of dust and terror. However, at that critical moment, nature itself seemed to take sides. A storm burst forth with such violence that the feared chariots became mired in mud, leveling the battlefield in a divine act of justice. In the heart of the storm, Deborah remained unshakable, her voice rising above the clamor of battle to urge Barak and his men forward. Her role transcended that of a bystander. She was both a beacon of hope and an instrument of divine will, guiding her people through the darkness towards the light of victory. Deborah's faith and her presence on the battlefield were a tangible manifestation of the promise of deliverance that had inspired these men to fight against oppression. When the battle reached its climax, Sisera's army crumbled under the weight of their own fear and despair. Sisera, seeing the battle lost, abandoned his chariot and fled on foot, an image that encapsulated the total defeat of Israel's oppressors. His flight led him to the camp of Jael, where his fate finally caught up with him, not by the hands of a warrior on the battlefield, but through an act of domestic cunning that sealed Israel's victory. Then Jael, Haber's wife, took a nail of the tent and took an hammer in her hand and went softly unto him and smote the nail into his temples and fastened it into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary. So he died. Judges 4:21. The news of the victory spread like wildfire through the tribes, bringing with it tales of courage, faith, and divine intervention. The return of Deborah and Barak was met with indescribable jubilation. Songs, dances, and the sound of the shofar filled the air as the people of Israel celebrated not just their liberation from oppression, but also the rebirth of their faith and unity. In the days following the battle, while joy and relief were still palpable in the air, Deborah delved into contemplation and gratitude. Inspired by the victory and sustained by her unwavering faith in God, she began to compose what would become known as the Song of Deborah. "Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes, I, even I, will sing unto the Lord. I will sing praise to the Lord God of Israel. Judges 5:3. The Song of Deborah is a mosaic of emotions, images, and lessons. It explores themes of courage, leadership, God's sovereignty over nations, and Israel's unity in obedience and faith. It is a powerful reminder that in the fight against oppression, it is not military strength, but faith in God that assures victory. My heart is toward the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye the Lord. Judges 5:9. This song not only celebrates a military triumph, but also underscores the responsibility of each community member to contribute to the common struggle, whether on the battlefield or in support from home. The public presentation of the song was a moment of deep connection for all of Israel. Deborah and Barak sang it together, their voices united in a chant that elevated both spirit and faith. The people responded with renewed fervor, finding in their words not just a celebration of victory, but also a call to reflection and action. The impact of the song and the victory on Israeli society was profound. The battle and its subsequent celebration reinforced social cohesion, revitalized faith in God, and left an indelible mark on the collective memory of Israel. The community strengthened not only in its external structure, but in the very fabric of its faith and identity. The story of Deborah, Barak, and the victory over Sisera and Jabin became a lasting testimony of what Israel could achieve when united in faith and purpose under the guidance of just leaders and the blessing of God. So, let all thine enemies perish, O Lord, but let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. Judges 5:31. Following the resounding victory and the song that unified and uplifted the spirit of Israel, Deborah did not retire to rest or celebrate her feats. On the contrary, she continued to serve with the same passion and dedication as ever. As a leader and judge, she faced new challenges, from resolving disputes to guiding her people in the observance of their laws and traditions. Her wisdom and firm commitment to justice kept her as a central figure in the life of Israel, a beacon of guidance in times of peace and moments of uncertainty. At the core of her being, Deborah was both a leader and a wife and mother. Her relationship with Lapidoth, her children, and her community reflected the principles that governed her leadership. The strength, love, and support of her family were pillars in her life, offering her a refuge of peace and joy. Deborah's personal reflections revealed a contemplative soul, always seeking to understand more deeply the divine designs and how to live according to them in the context of her everyday life. In her later years, Deborah experienced a deepening of her faith and an even closer relationship with God. Each day was an opportunity to grow in understanding and to serve her community and her Creator with renewed vigor. Her life is a testament to the transformative power of faith and the lasting impact that a single individual, guided by divine principles, can have on their world. The villages ceased, they ceased in Israel, until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. Judges 5:7. When Deborah left this world, Israel mourned the loss of their spiritual mother. The commemoration of her death was a moment of collective reflection on the depth of her impact on the lives of her people. Deborah was remembered not just for her deeds and leadership, but also for her heart, her faith, and her tireless dedication to serving God and Israel. Her legacy continues to inspire those who seek to live a life of meaning, guided by faith and a commitment to justice and truth. Deborah embodies universal themes that resonate through the ages. Leadership born of faith and not ambition, the fight for justice amidst oppression, and the importance of unity and cooperation for the common good. Her story teaches us that true strength comes from our conviction and our connection with the divine, and that each of us has a role to play in building a just and compassionate community. In the biblical context, Deborah stands out as one of the few female figures who led Israel not just in a spiritual sense, but also militarily. Her uniqueness lies not only in her gender, but in her ability to unite and lead her people through deep faith and a clear understanding of God's will. As a judge and prophetess, her role was crucial at a time of transition for Israel, serving as a bridge between chaos and the restoration of divine order. In a world where female leadership often encounters barriers and prejudice, the story of Deborah highlights the relevance and impact that women can have in their communities and beyond. Her legacy is a call to recognize and value female leadership in all its forms, reminding us that wisdom, strength, and guidance can come from anyone, regardless of their gender. Reflecting on the life and legacy of Deborah, we find a message of hope and action. Her story invites us to seek our own connection with the divine, to live with conviction, and to lead with compassion and justice. In a world that often feels fragmented and tumultuous, the example of Deborah reminds us that, with faith and unity, we can face the greatest challenges and emerge stronger, more united, and closer to the sacred. Deborah is not just a figure of the past, she is a beacon for the future, illuminating the path to a more just and compassionate world for all generations. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James 2:26. After delving into the inspiring story of Deborah, her unwavering faith, courageous leadership, and relentless fight for justice, we find ourselves before a mirror of our own lives and challenges. Deborah's life is not just a tale of the past, it is a flame that illuminates our present and guides our future. With this spirit of reflection and learning, I invite you to join in prayer, seeking the wisdom and strength she found on her path with God. Let us pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you who walk this earth, teaching us to live with love, justice, and truth, today we approach you, inspired by the story of Deborah, a woman of faith and courage. We ask that you guide us on our own journey, filling us with the same confidence in your power and presence that she demonstrated in her life. Grant us, Lord, the wisdom to discern your will amid trials, the strength to face challenges with courage, and a heart willing to serve those around us. Help us to be leaders in our community, not seeking our own benefit, but the well-being and justice for all, following your example. May the example of Deborah and her song of victory inspire us to praise your name at all times, reminding us that even in the toughest battles, we are not alone. You are with us, guiding us towards true peace and justice. We ask that our life be a reflection of your love, that our actions speak of your grace, and that like Deborah, we may be a beacon of hope and faith for future generations. May we live in such a way that at the end of our days, we may leave a legacy of love and service in your name. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the story of Deborah, a narrative full of faith, courage, and leadership. We hope it has been as inspiring for you as it has been for us. If you wish to explore more stories like this one that illuminate our faith and guide us on our spiritual path, we invite you to subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to activate the notification bell to stay updated on our upcoming videos, and give a like if this video resonated with you. We would love to hear which stories or themes you would like us to explore next. Until next time, and may God bless you.